There we go.
All set?
Yep.
Thank you for coming. I apologize. We ran a little bit over on the non-public, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the Candy Board of Selectmen's January 13th meeting to order at 7:09 p.m. And could we please start with the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Russ Dan.
Boyd Shivers.
Ryan.
Carlton Roby.
Susan Young. And we'll begin with the approval of the public minutes. And is that the one that had the CIP? There's a couple of times, and Linda's already noticed it, that it says SIP instead of CIP throughout the thing, and she'll make those corrections. No. It's the only mistake you can make this month. You're in good hands.
I wasn't present, so I'll abstain from that.
Well, the 23rd, there were some changes anyhow on that first paragraph that we talked about. No, December 9th, pardon me. I go back.
So whenever you're done,
I'll move to accept December 23rd.
Could I make one pass?
Of course.
Go
ahead.
As we move it, then you can turn around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. December 23rd, 2019 minutes.
Second for discussion.
Okay.
Discussion, yes.
I have one, just to clarify, on page 7 of 9, the top paragraph, my proposed warrant article was to see if the town will appropriate the sum of $326,000 for the purchase of a new piece of fire apparatus and to fund the purchase with a portion of the proceeds derived from the sale of town-owned real estate at exit 3, $375,000, with a balance to be deposited as a capital reserve fund dedicated to funding a candy and municipal infrastructure. Now, the minutes say Selectman Shivers moved to make a motion. Chair Young says she will take a second for discussion. Second by Brock for discussion, and the motion carried. So, but my recollection is with that motion failed.
It did at the end.
Yeah, it did at the end.
Where does it say later on that it failed?
It was rescinded. That motion was rescinded, correct?
During the discussion.
Was it replaced by another one? I don't see that.
When I read that a week ago, I read that motion.
See, the bottom paragraph on that same page?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's where we went.
To see if the town will appropriate the sum of, it's the same thing.
Selectman Chivers moved to rescind the warrant article 16 to see if the town would establish a capital reserve account. About 5-6 sentences up from the bottom on page 7.
Yeah, but that doesn't say anything at all about my warrant article.
Yeah, it says you're moved to rescind it. Warrant article 16.
That was originally authorized to purchase. It says Selectman Shivers moved to rescind the warrant article that was originally authorized to purchase the fire truck for $326,000. Mm-hmm. And the second part is to replace with this.
No. All right. Down here. Then Selectman Shivers moved to make a motion, seconded by Dan.
Okay.
All in favor.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay? Would you like to do something
with
that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And then you go to the next warrant article, and then you made another motion and got it done.
Right. Maybe I should have put warrant article above it.
But they weren't numbered.
You're okay.
Okay. But that's how that went. I read that like 6 times before I figured it out.
All right. Thank you, Carlton. And I was there.
I wasn't here.
No, you were there.
If you listen to the audio, it's easier on the audio.
How the hell did that happen?
All right. Oh, okay.
So, after discussion, I'll take a motion to accept or amend or whatever you need to do, gentlemen.
Motion was made and seconded.
Moved and seconded.
For a discussion, right.
Discussion's over.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's go on. December 30th, that was the encumbrances.
Yep. I got two of them. Is anybody missing one?
You get double.
Yep. All right. Yeah, I was there for that. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from December 30th. The encumbrance is for the 2019 year.
Second.
I was abstaining. I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either, so. No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So, Boyd and Russ abstain.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any public comment at this point? Do you want to say something, Clark? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go on. Department reports. We'll start with Highway. Mr. Lewis.
Okay. December was a bad month. There were 19 spreader runs and 5 plowable storms. To put that in perspective, I budget for like 32 spreader runs a year and about 12 snowstorms and plows. So we kind of get off to a rough start, but maybe it'll quiet down. We had 2 storms that went more than just one day, too, and that's never good. But, so that wasn't the best of Decembers. We did grading on Tower Hill and Flint. Patching was done as needed. Those kind of storms that we had were tough on patching. And we patch and then plow them out. Some of the old patch gets salt, sand, water under it, throws it back out of the hole. So we did a fair amount of patching. Culvert cleaning on South Road. I'm going to have to get the beavers trapped out of South Road. They disappeared for a little while.
Yes.
And they're back again. So
I noticed
I'm going to follow up with a trapper and see what we can do. Then this weekend, of course, wasn't very good for being a road agent when it gets to 65 degrees 2 days in a row. That makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we had plenty of mud, but it wasn't as bad as last year. If we'd gone one more day, we would have been probably had a room full again, but fixed most of it today. I still have 2 roads left to touch up, a little bit on the end of Donovan and then a little bit on Hook, but we did Tower Hill today, we did Podunk, we did Courier, Fresher, Flint and Courier were the 2 worst. Fresher was 3rd in line, which is unusual. That road usually doesn't get too bad, but we had plenty of mud, but it didn't get overwhelming and don't see a room full, so we did all right with that, I guess.
They got stuck.
Nobody got stuck.
Yeah, they can't get here.
They did. They didn't call. So that's basically it. So I hope the
I thought you
mud season goes
calls.
Away from now until March. And
yeah.
Fingers crossed. Any questions for the road agent? How's that, gentlemen? Okay, we'll go on. Police.
Hello.
Chief. Hi.
Yeah, month of December, I don't know what the time is. The numbers show that we were slow that month compared to November, but you know, I was straight out. We had some deadly force training, taser training that month. A couple of the younger guys, we, not revised, but did some social media work on the ads for the part-time officers, and they actually got some people to apply. So Rick and I were be doing some interviews in the next couple of weeks for those positions. That was a good thing. Mike Bavera graduated from the academy. We want to wish him well. He did a great job. And his ranking was 80. Well, his score was 86. He got an 86 for the final average for the year. I mean, for the class. Or
class.
Academy. And whatnot. So we wish him accolades and whatnot.
Is that in line with good scoring or what?
It actually, it's about average with them. It's in the middle. It's,
is it?
Yeah, I thought it would be really high. An 86 is pretty good, but that's just about in the middle of the road for the academy in this group.
Yeah. By the time they get to the end, it's hard to. Yeah.
Know,
the ones
that
are going to drop out, they went ahead.
They're
gone. Yeah.
No, he did fine. I'm proud of him. Yeah, did a great job.
Nice young man.
And then we got, as you know, Shane in there right now. He just started this week, last week. First week under the belt, so he's got 15 to go. So
he'll do fine.
He'll be all right.
He'll do well also.
Yeah, he's motivated.
Yeah. I don't expect any problems. So,
anything else?
I'm good.
Gentlemen, do you have anything to ask? Chief? All set? Okay, thank you very much. We'll go on to fire.
No
The highlights in December were regular truck and building maintenance, no training in December, a review of year 2019 training and preview for 2020 training. EMS calls here, out of the total 38 calls, 21 were EMS. Basically, that's been happening every month with what we have, our population here now. On EMS, average for all calls is 13, over 13 minutes, and fire is a little over 12 minutes. So they break it down in that manner.
Anything else?
Russ, I think there's been a request from the office staff for training on, what's that machine?
AED?
Defib?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Some of the newer people, and some want a refresher course and like that. So I think the chief knows about it, but I just...
He has
someone who might be getting, who probably will get in touch with you, Chief McGill. And to,
probably my telly over there?
I think it is.
Trained us a while back on it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to let you know, Russ, so that you're in the loop and... He might go through you to coordinate something with the office, or have it sometime right after the office closes or during the day or something. Any other questions? Or okay, we'll go on to building department.
Yeah, Dave's in Florida for a while, so I'll take care of it for him. December of 2019, we issued 35 permits, two new code enforcement cases, four open code enforcement cases, two cases closed, 87 inspections performed, 31 COs or CCs, and five renewed permits. The year-to-date number for 2019 exceeded 2018's revenue by about $1,200. And that's all we have.
So we'll save questions until Dave's back next month. Okay, solid waste. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Planning. So everybody's shuffling through.
Attention,
Brian, I'm a step ahead. I'm crossing these off quicker than we discuss them. I'm out of here. Sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
The planning board had another public meeting right after the New Year's there, because we made some changes on the proposed zoning ordinances. And they were significant enough, according to town attorney, that we needed to have one more public hearing. And it was based, the changes were based on the input we got from residents and contractors from the previous public meeting. So that was handled. Not too many people showed up. I think Dick was here and Matt Cobb was here, and I think that's about all that was here for the public. So that was short, sweet, and went very well. The other thing that Rudy brought up is there is a housing appeals board for the state that is going to take effect if nothing happens to appeal it on July 1st of this year. And basically what this three-person board will have the authority to override planning and zoning ordinances. So if somebody is denied or feel that they have been put through too many restrictions, they can appeal to this board, and the board can overrule the local zoning. So this letter came from individuals from Hampton, Northampton, the Conservation Commission, the Planning Board, Board of Selectmen, and it's basically making everybody aware that this is going to take effect, so they're trying to get more people involved, locals, towns involved, to rescind this.
The bill was passed already with the current legislator.
Well, apparently it had very little public input. It was shuffled right through. But it's still a process. It can be backtracked.
Well, because last I heard, it was in study. It hadn't been voted on.
It's going to take effect July 1st.
Is this like an RSA?
2020 or 2021 if it passes legislature?
It already passed.
It already passed.
Well, that's what you're saying. Well, if it's passed, then you...
But it takes effect in July 1st.
Right, that's how it, yeah.
So it is from now to July 1st to...
repeal it, but I don't think you can.
It's going to go back to legislation. There must be some... There must be some legal avenues, because they wouldn't be pushing to do this.
Yeah, I think...
The search is for SB 306.
So are you,
yeah.
Are you asking the board if we'd like to...
Not just make it aware that Rudy brought it up at the last meeting, and he said that we'd all be getting, all the rep would be getting letters, and I just found that one in my box.
Does this come all from Northampton?
Correct? Yeah, all from Northampton. So I think they're kind of like spearheading the movement to rescind it.
In my opinion, that is taking all the power away from the
towns
and making big government.
It's basically because of
so typical.
Affordable housing is what's driven this.
Whatever.
That's the big buzzword right now in
New Hampshire. And these three people are going to drive the affordable housing in New Hampshire? These three government people, not the local citizens.
The authority to override local government.
I think I get it. Thank you.
So we will be pursuing
Who sponsored the bill?
I can bet you $10.
No.
You won't. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself.
So the planning board will be working with this on this.
So possibly possibly we'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting to see if the board of selectmen wants to join in on the efforts to possibly curtail.
We have a meeting this Wednesday, so
I'll have more
information after that meeting. Rudy just basically said you guys are all going to be getting a letter because he had gotten one already.
I did just read that Al retired from the planning board.
Last year.
Well, it says your last, You have all sorts of time now, Al?
Not really, huh?
You have other things to do. Well, thank you very much for all your service. And
so this letter is urging you to contact your senator.
Right.
And urge him to vote to repeal.
Right.
Correct.
That legislation.
And I think during, if I'm correct, I think during the repeal process, they can have it effective immediately. Or effective prior to the start date of this, I think. I'm not in the legislature, so I'm not sure, but I believe that's how they do it, so that it never gets into effect if that's what happens.
Correct.
If everybody treats everybody failing according to their zoning,
you don't need that.
You shouldn't need that.
Right. Mm.
But it's the dance that everybody gets that might be an
issue. Plus there's this push for affordable housing, too.
Well,
contractors, and
that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I think they're trying to build up. You see what
and that's where everything will come into play, whether you're
compliant.
You stop zoning because you got 3 acres.
If
or,
you're compliant for everybody to have the same opportunities that we had.
Okay, any other comments on the planning board? All set.
Bringing that to our attention.
Thanks, Brian. Let's go on to solid waste.
Okay. November 2019, total waste tons were 109 tons compared to 100 tons in 2018. And recyclables, total weight was 35.6 tons compared to 28.5 tons in 2018.
Wow.
We are accumulating because of the market. We're trying to accumulate for a tractor-trailer load of number one aluminum cans, or I shouldn't call somebody say that's not number one, it's aluminum cans. So none of those have been shipped out. The December total waste was 100 tons compared to 97 tons in 2018. And recyclables were 23 tons in 2018 compared to 32 tons in 2019. Okay, we got two of them. Same thing here as all. Okay. Total year-to-date revenues was $54,777 in 2018, and 2019 is $40,098. Like we're sitting on some materials waiting to ship. So we've got you see in, I'm just looking in the November, on 11-1 we generated light iron for $1,777 and cast iron $636 and heavy aluminum $191, but we've got brass and others that we're accumulating. One thing that was brought to my attention, we have a trailer that is hauled out with paper, and because of the weather, and I'm not, there isn't, the problem is the snow cannot be on the top of that trailer. Getting it off is is to work at. I told them there's nobody going to be walking on any trailer. That's not going to be happening. So they're, you know, they've got a snow rake to work on because the hauler will not haul it. They refuse it to haul it, which is the fine is tremendous at that point.
I was going to ask you to crawl it up to this company right up here by the CYA and beg to use that, but.
Don't you think after the weekend we just had the snows gone?
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Normally,
if it has to be hauled out at that point, okay. They've got to get the get it off, or they won't. The hauler will not even haul it.
Makes sense.
So I mean, it's something that's this weather, and I have a granddaughter that was driving a car, and ice flew off and took the mirror off the side and did some side damage. Right on 101, but so it is. It does happen, and the fines are stiff, which is good. All right, that's all that I have.
Yes.
Yeah, hey Russ, if you look at the revenue between 2018 and 2019, we're down about 30%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any chance we come to the point where, I mean, this is costing us money to recycle now.
Mm-hmm. It's not costing you. What it would cost you to put that to be hauled out and pay to be hauled out would be more. At least you're getting $40,000.
I see.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it is. It's a. We have to.
Cost money to process that.
It costs money to process this, and it costs money to have those hauled out more frequently. You're going to, I mean, look at what those bales are, how many of those would be fitting in those dumpsters.
Right.
And you're getting nothing at that point. It's all going up.
Carlton?
Well, I mean, is that something, you know, New Hampshire Municipal Association is having a webinar this month on recycling, mm-hmm. the future of recycling. It might pay us to sit in on that. It's about a 1-hour program at lunchtime. You just look at your computer terminal, and they're going to have some people there talking about the economics of recycling. Mm-hmm. It may pay us to be a little more informed on this.
Well, I don't know how much more. I'm going to say I work with this recycling. I've gone to the ones annually. Recycling is, there's money generated by it. And we are a recycling community. So, you know, where do we, you know, go from there? Do we turn around and the people turn around and say, no, we don't want to recycle? And then when the market comes back, we want to have them go back into recycling again? It's never going to happen. It takes just a while. Mm-hmm. There's some other things. How can we take things out of that trash? That's the other fact. If we can, you know, how much do we, the other thing right now they're talking food waste, recycling that. But, you know, now you're creating, you know, these are other things that can be done. We have a good program down there separating your good metals. And the biggest thing right now is the aluminum market. It's very soft. And that's, you show nothing in here. Let's see, let me go back here. Aluminum cans, in November, there's two bales there, and two bales in December. So what I'm saying is those numbers don't show in here, but those are numbers that we have on board. The plastics, you know, these are that we're accumulating them. Mm-hmm. So I mean, theoretically, that wouldn't
show as revenue.
Revenue, and would it be that much? Would it get it down to 20% instead of 30%? I can't tell you.
Right. So Carlton had a comment. I think.
I just had a couple comments also on Boyd's comment. 30% on the revenue is down, but the amount of recyclables is up about 35%. Mm-hmm. So the number is considerably more than that, because you got 30% more that you could have recycled and got paid for, but the number is 30% less with that much more. So, and also, our community voted to recycle. I agree totally. But that's when we were sold on the fact that we're going to be making money from this or helping offset our costs by paying for these balers and these equipment that we run and 2.5 days of employment down there to put this stuff together in them bales. So all them things, which Mr. Chivas speaks of, is New Hampshire's going to talk about that. There's a lot to be learned about recycling that we don't know about. And we can keep telling ourselves that we're doing it right, and maybe we are, but it's really something that our community ought to look at in depth at this point in the recycling business. Because recycling is probably going to go by the way, and the price of recyclables are probably never going to come back to what they were in this country. Probably not going to happen. So it's something to think about, Russ. That's all.
You say recyclables are up 30%, which doesn't show in the revenues because we're holding them on site.
Well, a few of them.
Yeah. What I'm saying. So
you're holding them, plus the value of them is down too a little.
Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, the recycling is more and more people getting on board more and more with recycling.
Well, people need to be informed.
So it's you have the trash somewhere. Where are you going to do with it? You know, I mean, you're going to pay the fees to ship it out. When you're talking about a bale is more condensed than your compactor is. So, I mean, and, you know, it's a balance. And you go to any of the recycling or Northeast recycling program, they're right into it. And they say, you say it's not going to come back. They've said at their meetings, cardboard. China uses cardboard. They have no trees for paper or anything else, so they have to come in and import.
Okay.
And the biggest thing that China did was on paper was the biggest thing. They said contaminant, we'll allow 3% contaminant. Well, it's just like, and I relate it to people that, you know, person that works at a cash register takes a quarter out today. They didn't see that. I'll take 50 cents out. So finally it gets to the breaking point. And that's what happened with China. China finally said maximum is what it, and I'm using the figure 3%, I don't know if that's correct or not. But they turned it around and said, if we open that container and it's more than the percentage of contaminants that we want, we'll close the door and you're shipping it back. So you get, you know, so I mean, it's an adjustment and working through, and plastic, you know, I mean, everything's going into plastic. We could recycle more plastic, these clamp packs, but you've got to have space to do it. And, you know, it's just like anything else. We're taking the, as of now, the cream of the crop, recycling. That's what we're doing.
I just want to add my two cents, and I think it's a lot harder if all of a sudden, and I understand there's more weight than there is revenue. I understand that. I think we have a soft market. Everybody knows that. But I have faith in the future generations. I just read an article about a road being made from plastics. I don't know whether they were contaminated or not, but I mean, they were using it for road materials and things like that. I personally, and you know how they say not to use the word cheap. You know how frugal I am about budgetary things. I guess I am also doing it or willing to do it more for my grandchildren that I don't have. Because I think we're going to find ways to use these things again. I think we're going to get better at it. We might not be right now, but I'm sure our parents didn't think that we'd be plugging our cars in. So I think it's going to be harder if we stop people from recycling and say, just throw it in this bin, to get them to start it again, than if we just keep doing it. The market is what the market is. You know, I don't think there's a lot of landfill space around that I know of. I mean, they said we're going up to upstate, New York or something, and that's filling up, you know, the things that I've read. So I guess I support the recycling, and sometimes, whether it's this or education, sometimes stuff costs us money that we don't see the return on right away. And I guess I'm looking at this at one of those areas that I think it's just going to be more, it makes more common sense to stick with the program. It seems like most people, unless they have a dumpster or something, do a good job at it, and, you know.
Well, you brought this up. That's just the way I feel. So you brought this up. Landfill space is very limited. Where we are, we've got a number of years to go. Mm-hmm. But if we take less and less out of that landfill, it stays open longer. Mm-hmm. What you're going to see, and you're seeing now, is you're taking trains out to the Midwest. Yeah. If you think what our hauling costs are now, what they will be in the future. So everybody's looking down the road and saying, you know, how do we get the best return? And that's the main thing.
Yeah, people dump things in the ocean. I mean, they have barges that just go out and dump things. No. I mean, to me, I think we just need to keep recycling as much as we can. It might not be paying us a lot of money right now, but I have faith that we'll turn around. Brian?
Can I back up the planning board again?
Sure.
Please.
Are we off recycling?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's go to planning board.
Okay.
All right. We're backing up.
I didn't see this. This was buried down in deeper in my pile, but it was a report from Rudy, and it basically just summarizes what the activity of the planning board was this year. And we had 5 informationals. It was 6 lot line adjustments, 2 lot mergers. I'll give you this, Linda, so you don't have to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Major site plan was 1, minor thing, site plan then. Major subdivision was 1, minor subdivision 4. Tree trimming, I'm sure that must have been, is that for the road?
Tree trimming removal.
Was that what that was? Yeah, you're right. That was the episode. Right. Workshop conference is 1, and pending cases is 1. So we did close out 3 cases that were held over from the previous year. And I already reported on the CPI stuff and the Four Corners stuff. And again, thank you, Al, for your time serving on the planning board. I know the planning board already did a thank you and everything for you, but thanks again.
Great. Yeah, she has the same thing.
You got one, Lynn?
Okay. There we go. All set on that? Do we want a budget committee? Just a quick reminder. Warrant articles are due January 14th, and it doesn't say at 3, but at 3 o'clock, by 3 o'clock, not 3:01, not 3:02. And the budget committee chair rightfully is very adamant about that, as should be. So that's that. And then our meeting is not till the 21st, and I think it's a Tuesday. It's on an odd day. It's not on our Wednesday, like it's not like we usually have it, because I believe she wanted to wait till they were all in. Anything else? Oops.
I thought we were done with the warrant articles.
The petition warrant articles.
They can look at them. Nobody's got nothing to say about them. If they're a petition warrant, they go on the ballot. End of story.
Well, they're all going to go on the ballot, as do the non-petition, but they can, they
petition
vote.
Petition warrant articles go on the ballot.
Right, but they also, I believe, I thought they had either the...
They can be amended at the deliberative session.
Correct.
Right.
They may not go on the ballot in their presented form.
We can't take them off. I should...
You are correct.
Yes, you're correct.
You have to forward them to the deliberative session.
Correct.
Right, but doesn't the...
I'm sorry if I misunderstood.
No. Doesn't the budget committee, don't the budget committee and the selectmen, if it's a monetary value, vote on them? Or am I...
I've heard both, but I think Carlton's correct. The most recent thing I've heard, when I was on the select board, we did. I think, Brian, you might remember doing that back in that other century.
Horse and buggy, horse and buggy.
He's got trouble with yesterday.
Yeah, really.
But I don't recall. Appropriate any longer. I think we leave those alone.
Okay. So the budget committee doesn't need to see them or react to them.
I believe that's correct.
I think past practice they have, but I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
So you may, I'm sorry to interrupt, you may have best practice versus what's required by law.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And that's a decision that, of course, you would have no input in.
Okay. So that could be something brought up. So do you know by law? So you're saying on the non-petition, by law, we don't have to vote on it, or we do for the non-petition?
Non-petitions?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
A warrant article.
I wasn't prepared for this quiz. I got to think for
a second. Wait a minute. Let me just...
Non-petition warrant articles.
Yes, with monetary value.
I think if they require... you might remember better than I do, Carl. Go ahead, I'll defer.
A non-petition warrant article is a warrant article put forth by a resident or the select board, and the select board either says yes to the resident or yes to themselves by voting on such a warrant article, and it goes. If somebody comes in with a monetary warrant article that they want on the ballot, and they can't put it on the ballot, the selectmen vote to put it on the ballot, yes or no, whether we recommend it or not. End of story.
That's not what I asked.
Yeah.
I think she's asking about the recommendation as far as at the bottom, not if it appears. I should not speak for you.
You're absolutely right.
Run me again then, please.
For the non-petition warrant articles that contain monetary value in them,
most of them do, that we put
forward. If that needs, from what I thought, it needed selectmen's vote on there and the budget committee.
That's correct.
Yes.
For the petition warrant articles, and again, we're not talking about whether we're going to put them on the warrant or not.
We have.
I know we do. For the petition warrant articles that contain requests for money, don't the selectmen and the budget committee?
No.
I gotta go get a town report.
I don't think you're legally required to do that, but we may have done that in the past.
I think we always, because why would the budget committee chair be very focused on getting these in so they'd be available for our next meeting?
Well, that's a question for the budget committee.
You'll have to ask them, because that has nothing to do with us.
How was pre-budget committee, so we didn't have this problem?
So,
excellent, Al. Excellent.
All right, that's a good lead-in. That's a good lead-in. Okay. All right, we will straighten it out. Because I don't know factually I can't remember what we did last year, and I'd have to get a town report from last year.
So I would ask, Linda, would you drop me a note when the, I don't know if you talked to town council or whatnot, but shoot me a note, and I'll just put it in my stuff you're not supposed to get as a moderator file.
Yeah, good choice.
Thanks to know.
Okay.
That'll change next year.
Non-petition warrant article, it appears that we had not voted on the mosquito control program. Now, I swore we did. Remember, because Dave had sent it to Donna. She forgot to put it on, and I thought we voted on it. But it appears, or Donna doesn't think we did. So.
Let's just vote on it.
That's right. At this point, let me see where it is in this list of things.
Is it the same amount, 37,000?
Yeah, I think it was the exact same thing right here. Yeah, it's on the last page that you have. To see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of 37,000 for the implementation of a mosquito control program designed to reduce the risk of exposure to mosquito-borne illnesses such as Zika, Triple E, West Nile virus, and the Jamestown Canyon virus.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that motion.
Well, do you want me to make the motion?
That's what you just did.
No, I was reading the article for people to vote on.
I'll make a motion on that article that Janet Young just read.
Okay.
Linda.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Brian. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Yeah.
One comment. I think what you might be speaking about, Dave, I think we might have voted on the $600 to apply for the license to institute a mosquito control program if we need it. We've done that before.
I know we did that one.
So I'm not sure.
But I thought we did this one too, but it doesn't matter.
Well, viruses, this big article is going to get longer and longer.
Yeah. I said to Donna, we'll just bring it up, vote on it again to
just
make sure.
Easy to
right.
Vote on it again.
So that's that.
Yeah.
Let's go to new business. There's a letter in your folder that was sent to me by Chairman Matthew Cobb from the Agricultural Commission. And he'd like to, he's requesting that Jenny Tyler and Tom DiMaggio both are assigned to remain in their position or reappointed to their position. It would be for a 3-year term ending 2020. 2023. And I'll take a motion.
I'll second. So moved.
Is there a second?
Are you going to do them both at the same time, or are you going to split them?
Oh, do you want to separate them? I was going to do them both because we had the one letter, but I can separate. Is that easier for you?
Same amount of time, too, isn't it?
Pardon me?
They'll be same.
Same term, yes.
Want me to make a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Tom DiMaggio and Jenny Tyler to the Agricultural Commission for a 3-year term ending in 2023.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Carlton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay.
That's why we wanted to split them up. And
oh, okay. Just tell me your intent when you ask for something. We could probably go through this quicker.
Well, then maybe we can rescind that if
yeah.
there's a reason.
Do you
want to
do that?
For,
yeah, if you want discussion, we can certainly do that.
If you'd like to make a motion to rescind that for discussion.
I move we rescind the previous discussion.
You have to rescind it.
Oh.
He has to rescind his second. You have
I'll
to rescind
my
it.
Second.
I think we should consider these individuals we should consider the applicants individually instead of collectively.
All right. Let's start over just a little bit. I'll make a motion to rescind my motion for the appointment of Jenny Tyler and Tom DiMaggio.
Okay.
Second that.
Seconded by Mr. Dan.
He's rescinding his
all
second.
All in favor of rescinding that? Yes. Okay.
All right. I move Tom DiMaggio be appointed to a 3-year term to the Agricultural Commission.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Oh, do you not want to do? Oh, I'll do the second. Does no one want to do the? I'll do the second.
I get it now. We need a discussion.
Yeah. Oh, why don't we just come out here and be transparent here? If there's a problem, let's be transparent.
There's no problem. Mr. Chivas tried.
I'd like.
So
So I'll make a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion for Jenny Tyler to remain on her position or be reappointed with a term ending in 2023. Do I have a second? Will someone second for discussion? Thank you. Okay, what's up?
Do you have any discussion?
Well, I don't think it needs discussion. This person's involved in just about every controversy on Jane Drive. I can't see where she would do the Agricultural Commission. She would, her behavior, I don't think her behavior would benefit the Agricultural Commission. I mean, I'm opposed to her. That's all I can say.
Okay. I guess my comment would be, if we watch people's behavior, for everything that they ever do, we probably wouldn't have any boards at all, but that's just my personal opinion. I don't know if it's fair to say that statement. I don't know factually if it's fair, if it's true or not, or...
Well, we don't have to figure out if it's true or not tonight.
No.
He's just, that's his thoughts.
That's my thought.
Okay. All right, so...
I'm not familiar with the person, so I'm not, you know...
Privy to that?
Right.
Because I'm not privy to that either, so I guess if somebody gave me some information...
Well...
But you don't have to share if you don't want to.
That's a point that you've put forward, which is...
Sure.
Your thoughts on that. Okay. So I guess I do the innocent till proven guilty, so I will still stick with my motion. We had a second for discussion. I'll take a vote on that now. Does anyone else want to say anything? Okay, I'll take a vote on that now. All in favor of Jenny Tyler? Vote aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. What was the vote on that again?
3-2.
Three in favor and two opposed.
Right. Okay. So rescheduling the deliberative session snow date. It has to be within 72 hours. We have the school reserved for Monday. Now we have the school. I didn't bring my calendar Monday. Is that a new one?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was going to say last. We took half of last year. We were going by the wrong days here. So it's Monday. The 3rd. Is that correct, Clark?
Yes.
Okay. Is that agreeable to everybody? I didn't realize we had already made it for the Saturday, but I guess there's a rule that it has to be within 72 hours. So now it's Monday, the 3rd at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Board? Well, no, I mean,
that's delivery
doesn't
session.
Have to be. We could try it for Tuesday.
If it gets snowed out.
Yeah. I don't know if it's ever gotten snowed out.
Like, how can we have that's a snow day for
school. That's a snow day, yeah.
Okay.
Do we need a motion on it?
No, okay. I don't think so. I think we just discuss it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
That's good.
Okay. So the petition warrant articles... We'll move on to that, and I get, yes, of course.
So you're talking about snow dates. Mm-hmm. I would remind the board that the snow date requirements for the voting portion of our town meeting have been changed as well. It's now 2 weeks. So if that date is postponed, it is 2 weeks. Not 10 days, not 15 days, 2 weeks.
You can't choose. The moderator...
I cannot change the due. Okay, let me back up. I have more power now
to
cause that to be delayed. So,
okay.
There's two main reasons now: a designated weather emergency, and then I'm to get input from, for instance, the fire chief, from the road agent, and from the town clerk. That is not more than 24 hours before, or less than, not greater than 24 hours before, or less than 2 hours before. Or, in case of an unforeseen emergency, I can change the date to 2 weeks immediately when the polls open. So, for instance, a gas leak, roof collapse, I can do it immediately. But But I just want to bring that to the board, that if you're setting dates and thinking about your calendars, that is a mandatory 2-week snow delay, weather-related delay.
Where are these new, where are these?
Maximum, or that's...
That is D-Day.
That is the D-Day.
I'm sorry.
Don't get it close.
It's 2 weeks hence.
Donna gave this, if you want to reword it.
Listen,
okay, thank you.
Word hence, I don't get that much anymore.
Really?
Huh. Very good, thank you very much.
That came along with that 72-hour ruling, that's why I agree.
So maybe, okay. But that's been done, what, once? Although last...
I've done it once.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable, I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, okay. So remember that, Dennis, when he gives you a call, okay?
Nobody likes the call from the governor. You did, what?
Yeah.
It's not a good call.
We all supported you, so that's okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay, great, thank you very much. So it'll be on Monday, February 3rd, and then, as you said, the actual, well, I mean, it would be 2 weeks from, I don't know if it's a snow day.
Second Tuesday of March, that would be the fourth Tuesday of March.
And it shouldn't be snowing, right, Dennis?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, good. Now we're gonna go on to petition warrant articles. I don't know if you'd like me to read them, because it appears that we're not gonna be voting on them, so... For the audience, CYA, $17,500. A petition article for Keno games to be allowed within the town of Candia. Another article, are you in favor of rescinding the budget committee? Another article, are you in favor of decreasing the board of selectmen to 3 members? Another article, shall we rescind the provisions of RSA, blah, blah, blah. It's SB2. As adopted by the town of Candia, so that the official ballot will no longer be used for voting on all questions, but still be used for the election of officers and certain other questions. I think zoning has to be done on a ballot.
Yeah, anything that's required by state
right.
law.
Okay. Yep.
All these been checked by our town?
Nothing's been checked. We wanted
to verify
to get them.
The names?
Oh. Candy's in the process of doing, not Candy. Yeah, Candy
yeah,
was. Yeah,
Candy,
Candy was yeah. in the process of doing that.
Checklist.
Right.
Yeah.
Supervisor checklist.
Yeah.
She hasn't completed yet?
I don't know what her status is on
until
that.
Until she hasn't completed that and verified that with the selectmen, we probably should not move these.
We can't.
We're not
going
to move it anyway.
We're still.
Oh, what are we doing? What are we talking about them for?
I,
just
because
them up,
we
just,
brought
just
them up, so,
okay.
Right.
Today's the 13th.
So,
correct.
Yes.
Would these be listed on there as requested by 25?
By petition.
By
yes.
petition of 25.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And usually a copy of them are in the sign folder for the selectmen to review the names and addresses.
Yeah. Is this the order, Susan?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
And while we're on that, thank you for asking. From what I'd read, what they had recommended, and we've always done it, it seems like backwards, and I don't know as is, if it's not broken, don't fix it. They recommended the New Hampshire
article.
To put the large articles, the ones you want, past the most first. Now, it might be a psychological thing. You've probably heard it. We do it just the opposite, which I don't... No, as we take the what we call charity items. We always block those together. Now, this is just something that I had read about, and somebody else had told me about it. Is that your understanding of?
I think that's for the 10% rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only.
So that way, if you are the select board, would not run the risk of losing a large item at the end. So it's more typical to see in descending order, if you will.
Yes, yeah, we haven't done that before.
We only once have we moved something forward because of the 10% rule, but we don't have to address that here because we haven't asked to increase the budget by more than 10%.
So if you take your total budget expenditure, add up all the warrant articles, if they all pass, as long as all those warrant articles is less than 10% of your budget expenditure, there's no need to worry about
the proposed budget expenditure or the current?
Proposed.
I would, for safety, you would go default because that's the one
right.
you ended up with, right?
You wouldn't
default,
do the proposed.
But
you wouldn't,
typically, they use the current.
Okay, that's a.
But we
right.
have not. We've only once since I've been your moderator run into that with a possibility. And like Carlton says, we did a little adjustment. They all passed. Anyway, everybody got what they needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you have a question or something you want
to
add?
There's a little bit to be learned there if you wanted to take the time to learn it, because if there was an issue with 10% rule and you put that up on the top of a warrant article and that big ticket item passed, that would mean when you got to the end of your warrant, all that stuff
it drops off.
Is going to get dropped off, and you're not going to have any way to get it back on there. Especially the way we conduct our town meeting, of not being able to go back and rescind a motion, because a lot of times
reconsider.
Yeah. A lot of times, so that's part of the process that we use today that you have to be aware of. You know, you should be aware of it and know what you're doing. You know, in my opinion, some people, and you said as preference, if I had that big ticket item going on to a new warrant, I'd put it at the end, make sure all the stuff that we've needed for the last number of decades got passed, mm-hmm. and put the wish list on the end.
Yeah.
That's
I think it's different strategies.
Right.
Different strategies.
It all depends on who's driving the bus, Sue.
Right, exactly. But there's different ways to look at, mm-hmm. look
all
at that.
Who's on the bus.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's more important than who's driving it.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So that's what's come in so far, just for public knowledge, the abatement.
Yeah.
Did anybody go up there and look at this?
Yes.
Did Tammy go up there?
She did.
Yeah.
Do we have a recommendation from her?
Thank you, Clark.
Yeah, she revised the assessment, $14,800.
And for the audience, we're talking about the mobile home on Country Lane Manor.
It's a reduction of $3,600. You got that, boy?
On
page
four.
On page four.
Tammy says everybody has the same thing.
Yeah, well, he.
Okay. And Tammy's looked at it. She viewed the interior.
She did.
She gave a recommendation.
The revised assessment should be $14,800 instead of $18,400.
Correct.
So, can we make a motion to approve the abatement request in the amount of $3,600?
No.
I would give the address.
Yeah.
For 843 High Street, map 404, lot 88, 5A, at 5A Country Lane Manor Mobile Home Park.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And boy, do you mind doing the...
Not at all.
Thank you.
He loves to.
No, he's good with numbers.
He's a number guy.
Yeah, he is. Very good.
We got your number.
I'm a skier. All right, so payroll for the week ending January 2nd, 2020, $14,911.71. January 9th was $15,667.71. And January 16th was $14,838.33. Payables for the 3-week period. First one for the week ending January 2nd, $46,368.64. January 9th was $603,648.73, of which the school district received $500,000. January 16th, $31,924.11 for a combined total of payables and payroll for the 3-week period of $727,359.23. I move we accept that we authorize the authorizations as presented.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. calendar. Petition warrant articles, again, the deadlines, January 14th at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Selectmen's meeting dates, the next one is January 27th. And then February 1st, 2020, deliberative session at Moore School at 9. And February 3rd would be the snow date. Any public comment at this time? Nothing? Okay. Well, I'm seeing none. I think we'll adjourn to go back into a non-public, if that's what you'd like to do. We'll adjourn the public meeting.
I move to adjourn the public meeting and reopen the non-public.
All right, so we'll adjourn the public meeting at 8:10. Is that what everybody has? Just about. I'll take a second for that.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming in.